This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging War. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
UK, you go to Australia, you go to New Zealand, you go to other areas. It's not just people being banned off the internet that are Christians or conservatives or patriots or nationalists. It's being banned from countries, being kicked out of nations, being totally shut down. The Australian press celebrated the occupiers of Australia, our shadow ban, us being restricted, and then lied about what we did. So we got a pastor who's been persecuted joining us from Australia, and what unfolded coming up in the next segment. So this is a serious situation. We're going to be looking at it. But take the crew. They're not the ones that were bad earlier. I want to be clear about not being able to find our prediction from May. I put it back on screen before anybody else did, with economists in the White House meeting with Kudlow, looking at computer projections for the quarter when it ended, being between 4 and 4.5%, maybe even higher. We exclusively broke White House economist predicts 4+% growth rate. Scroll back up to the top. On May 21st, it wasn't until the middle of June you started hearing that from CNBC. Now, again, that's just another bombshell we broke first with exclusive intel. And what has Google done? They've already delisted us. They've already banned us from Google Ads. They've already done all this. YouTube's already blocking us. Their subsidiary. But now you try to search Infowars.com. You try to search, I mean, we ourselves, Google is a broken search engine. It does not work. I came back there during the break and I said, stop using Google. You are not going to find anything we do. I go, Microsoft is bad, but it's like the old Google. It halfway works. It's at least somewhat fair. Use Bing. And they said, no, that's how we just found it on Bing. And Start Page is great. It's a virtual browser, but it kind of uses Google and others, so you're still going through them. And I'm going to do a study of search engines, because Google, until about 3 years ago, was the best big search engine. But now it's just, I mean, you try to get anything, Christian, gun, nationalistic, it's all force-fed. The results are all paid. And Twitter's censoring. They're all doing it. They're shadow banning everybody. Remember, we've been talking about shadow banning for 5 years. I was on the phone with Congressman 2 weeks ago saying, you're going to be shadow banned. You're already being blocked. Look at our report. They're like, what? And finally they looked, and now it's a big story. And I'm like, I'm not that important. If they're shadow banning Trump on Twitter for 3 years, where almost none of his push notifications go out, you've got to go to his Twitter to see it. Or the media is dumb enough to pick it up, then you see it. The president should understand that. I talked to folks that talked to the president. He didn't even understand this till a month ago. Now he understands it. Now he's pointed out it's illegal. So don't ever think your voice is small, because all of us that understand this, our voices are huge together. And this is a big time to be alive. But we're going to retweet this at Real Alex Jones. They shadow banned it, but you can still say, hey, look, it's shadow banned. We're going to put it out. Flashback. We should flashback. Infowars.com broke 4.1% growth rate in May. And just have a screenshot of our article and a link right to it. We need to have a flashback right now. Because, again, they keep saying we're fake news, and then they lie about what we said. They create fake news and say that we said the fake news, so then blame us. And Facebook came out and said, no, Jones did not beat up a child. You know, Jones did not say that nobody died at Parkland. Jones did not do these things. But it didn't matter. The pressure got put on the corporates, and they banned us on our main site, reaching, you know, millions of subscribers. And sure, you say, oh, well, you're on a sub-site still streaming. Listen, we're on 200-plus radio stations, hundreds and hundreds of TV stations, 80-plus cable stations. That's great. The point is that If they can shut us down, they can shut everybody down. And now they're calling for everybody else to be shut down. So I keep harping on this because globally they're making their move against the West, against Christianity. The Chi-Coms are funding it from Australia to the U.S. They're the ones doing it. And if we wake up to that as a culture, it will unify us around free speech and we will win. If we don't wake up, they're going to win the midterms. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones. Over 20 years ago, Alex Jones created the media platform called InfoWars. And in the decades since, it's grown into a truly remarkable institution with over 200 radio affiliates, tens of millions of unique website visitors monthly, and a 24/7 live news TV channel broadcasting from state-of-the-art studios in Austin, Texas. InfoWars has become the most trusted independent news source in the country, dedicated to delivering breaking news, live coverage of special events, and exclusive reports you won't find anywhere else. While the old guard media struggles to maintain supremacy in a landscape rocked by innovation and technology, InfoWars has been at the forefront of the information revolution. From 8 million radio listeners, over 2 million YouTube subscribers, or the billions of views of our online content, InfoWars proves dominant in every facet of media we enter. For the hardest-hitting reports, uncompromising analysis, for high-profile interviews and bombshell revelations, accept no substitutes. Demand truth. Demand InfoWars. InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
All right, coming up to the last 45 minutes of this hour, three-quarters of the broadcast of this hour, we're going to be talking to a pastor who's being demonized, who's being lied about, who's being ostracized, who's being deported to foreign countries for preaching the gospel in Australia and New Zealand. That's coming up. Pastor Logan Robertson, whether you agree with what he says or disagree, actually go hear what he has to say, not what the media says. Because let me explain something. I know this is, I keep saying it, but I'm going to break this down. The level of disinfo and lies that we see out of corporate dinosaur media all over the world now is five times more insane than during the campaign. Because they were worried to push too hard and wake people up before with their lies. So they rigged debates and they lied and they did it. And they said Hillary didn't fall down and all that. They said anybody that votes for conservatives is a racist or whatever. But it didn't work. So they went, well, we have no choice but to go all the way in. Now, why is CNN, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the BBC, I mean, literally thousands of publications a day, saying ban InfoWars? It's not about us, because once they set the precedent for us, it's everybody. And sure enough, they're saying ban Fox News off Twitter and Facebook. Sure enough, they're saying ban Tucker Carlson, because they know he's the most on target. Ban Sean Hannity. They're making their move, because they're desperate. And they're trying to cause civil unrest. They're trying to cause riots. I've got all these videos on InfoWars.com we'll get to next hour, where, I mean, they are just beating up Christians, conservatives. The left is out in force. It is crazy. Pelosi and Maxine Waters are calling for all this violence. And then they misrepresent with hoaxes, just like they launched the first Iraq war, claiming that babies were thrown in incubators and their brains stomped out. They're saying that I beat up a kid in Missouri in CNN, Forbes, They had to retract it. It didn't matter by then. And that's why my YouTube channel was blocked. No, it wasn't. I showed ABC News showing this kid punching a guy in the face so that guy pushes him down. But again, that, you have to understand, why would they tell such blatant lies when they're so verifiably false? Because they're planning something big. They're making their move, not just here, but worldwide. With civil unrest, with election fraud, with all these cities legalizing illegal aliens voting, which they always denied they were doing, they're making their move. You can feel it in your gut, your spirit. You can see it. And it's because big corporate government's in trouble. The communist Chinese are in trouble. Hollywood's in trouble. The NFL's got 30, 40% less viewers. Same with Hollywood. They paid tens of millions of dollars, $18 million for Anderson Cooper to launch this big vaunted, hyped everywhere show daily on Facebook. And they put push notifications out. I never got a push notification for my own live feeds on my phone. I got one Monday and Tuesday night. Watch Anderson Cooper. They had an average of 4,000 viewers, a peak of 5,500. He had Jim Acosta, the fake news king, on. So before they shadow banned us on Facebook, our average video had 1 million, 2 million views. I mean, I could sit at my dinner table and do one at midnight and have 1 million views. Then I got calls. Come to New York, meet with Facebook. You're really big, blah, blah, blah. Leave us alone. Play ball. These were off-record meetings, so I can't get into who said it, but it was high-level folks. You'll be part of this trusted guardian group we're going to set up that years later they've now set up. They just said, just play ball with us. Stop bashing. Look, come meet and get our agenda, and we'll let you reach your followers, and you'll be number one. And for about a month, it was like 5 million, 10 million views of video. I was like, God almighty. They were just letting my viewers see me. Didn't play ball. They restricted it down to, you know, a couple hundred thousand to tune in, and they crushed that down. But what they found is, they did big studies on it last week, and the news put it out. Everybody copied it and put it elsewhere, so they realized what I already knew. It was a feeder. It was a feeder. And I don't want to put out a lie to 10 million people. I want to put the truth out to 1,000, because then it will grow. The truth grows. A lie can go halfway around the world before the truth puts its pants on, but the lie doesn't have roots. It just blows over in the wind, to use a biblical analogy. Where the seeds fall on the rocks, the birds eat it. I want stuff. I'd rather have one big oak tree that's there for 1,000 years than a bunch of stuff that just blows away and, you know, 1,000 little plants come up. The first sun comes out in the summer and it's all dead. That's not a place to put a swing set up for my kids. That's not a future, is it? See, so I want real people. I don't want fluff. I don't want hype. I don't want deception. I want the diamonds. I don't want the chaff. And that's why they're so angry. Is that, can you imagine their full push and push notifications to millions of people saying Anderson Cooper is on, with all the hype on every channel, Anderson Cooper, like God was returning to Earth, like, and they shoot it like it's low tech, and they have like honking cars in the background, like, oh, it's low tech. 4,000 viewers per 20 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, a teenager picking their nose has more viewers. They're dead. You can't make people watch it. You can't make them listen. And so they look at us, despite everything they've done, gaining hundreds of TV stations, all this, they don't know what to do. So they want it all, and they want it now, so they're going to engage in fraud and bullying. Used to, CNN would run months of propaganda to invade some third world country. Now they run months of propaganda, 4 months of every day, shut down Alex Jones to get a couple strikes and freeze us live streaming. They're pathetic. It's not that I'm that strong. It's that they're that weak. They're pathetic, but we still, even Republican congressmen, oh, CNN, say something nice about me, I'll be nice. It's like you're a trained seal. It'd be like a mouse training a lion to grovel before it, but it's like more like a bacteria training a lion to bow before it. It's a hoax. It's all a joke. They're done. Unless they can cause a civil war, unless they can call this garbage. We'll go out to break with a clip of Mark Dice, the full clips at markdice.com, where he goes over the numbers of 4,000 viewers on average during his 20-minute show that cost $18 million, shot on an iPhone as a sick joke, showing the disconnect of these people. Then we'll come back with the next level of persecution actually, like China's doing, not letting you fly, not letting you live in a country, going after you with this global social score. Here's a clip.
Yesterday, Anderson Cooper kicked off his brand new Facebook live stream, which he's going to be doing 5 days a week, which Facebook is paying CNN to produce. Let's take a look and see how it went.
Now, as I said, remarkable. It didn't take long for Democrats to chastise President Trump. Probably no surprise there. Some Republicans also condemned the president, most notably Senator John McCain, said in a statement, I want to read part of it to you.
You may be wondering what that noise is in the background, and it's actually an audio track that they played throughout the entire broadcast, trying to be like some cool, hip, millennial YouTube vlogger, which plays annoying background music during their entire YouTube video. Later in the show, he was joined by Jim Acosta, and as you can see by the live viewer count here, they didn't even have 5,000 people tuning into the stream. And look at this, they're formatting the show vertically for mobile devices because apparently their audience doesn't know that you can turn your phone sideways and expand it full screen when you're watching media. Later in the stream, Anderson decided to answer some audience questions to make the show interactive. And by that time, the viewership had dropped down to under 4,000 people. What story did you do that had a long-lasting effect?
By the way, you can't quit looking at Mark Dice. Have you noticed? Because he's alive and being real. You can't even look at Cooper when he's on. You're all looking at Dice. Of course they want to shut us down. They can't.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. Time for some straight talk. I'm pro-God, pro-family, pro-life, and pro-constitutional carry. As an aerospace engineer, I like to fix things. We need to fix our roads, our schools, our auto insurance, our health care, and our tax policy. That's exactly what I will do if you elect me as your next governor. Principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you leave me,
if you leave me,
I won't miss you.
I won't miss you.
And I won't ever take you back. It's George Strait bringing us in. I'm Alex Jones, your host from deep in the heart of Texas, the ATX. You know, think about the memory of the First Amendment if they're really able to shut it down, because a digital system lets you spread info, but it also let you track people, control their movements, and shut them down economically. Mark of the beast level stuff. And whether you believe in God or not, in Revelation, it's coming true. They're announcing world government, world taxation, world ID numbers, world social scores. It's all being adopted by Apple, Twitter, Facebook, Google. We're here. And we've got a chance, though, to get Congress to get involved, get the president involved. We're doing that. I'm going to go to our guest, but here's my letter to CNN's so-called reporter, Mr. Darcy, who sent us a comment last night to see if we wanted to get a comment on the story. And he says, does InfoWars or Alex Jones have a comment on Facebook removing four videos from its pages? So he can pretend like he's a journalist and not an anti-free speech hack. And I said, Mr. Darcy, you're asking me for a comment about Facebook removing videos that you and your organization lobbied to be removed. My comment is this. CNN and its parent company, Time Warner, are part of an organization, and I continue, CNN and its parent company, Time Warner, are put on notice to cease and desist in your tortious interference activities of publicly calling for my free speech to be banned, my company to be bankrupted, and for us to be deplatformed across the Internet. Your activity is extremely criminal, un-American. It's, I would add, defamatory, building a straw man so you can then have a public lynching. Your campaign against competing news organizations and the First Amendment is outrageously anti-American and will not succeed long term. America is aware and awake to you and CNN. CNN is beyond fake news. CNN is a criminal combine working to destroy the First Amendment. You can send him any emails you want to go into a black hole. But the point is that they're dead already politically. I don't mean physically before they, Jones threatens Darcy with death. I mean, politically, they're dead. There's no fruit off this tree. And if you want to look at where we're going to be, Germany and Australia and other places have great people in them, but they arrest you. If you criticize Islam on Facebook, they hire former Stasi, especially in New Zealand, Australia, they're cracking down on people. And we are joined by Pastor Logan Robertson. He was born and raised in New Zealand. He is grateful that he was raised in a loving Christian home and was saved as a young child. He's happily married for almost 12 years, and the Lord blessed him with five children. But now it's in the news that he's been deported from his own country, sent into the Phantom Zone. Deported New Zealand pastor Logan Robertson now shows no remorse for harassing sissy Muslims. That's the media spin. Oh, it's not the Muslims killing us. And so we've also got Lauren Southern and Stefan Molyneux. They're now calling for being banned. They're not allowed to operate in Australia either. So this is happening. But, wow, a man with no country, a stranger in a strange land. Pastor Logan, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. Boil down for people what actually happened to you, what's going on, the next level of tyranny, before we get into the specifics of you know, all the little fine details, just the basics of what happened.
All right. Thanks for having me on. So on the earlier this month, on the 4th of July, we went to a mosque. We were making a documentary exposing Islam, and we were asking the imam if we could do an interview with him. Once he, you know, he said to bring him back, we were leaving. There were some young teenagers yelled out a few words to us when we were leaving. And so I just turned around and asked him, you know, how old was Aisha, which was one of Muhammad's many wives. And he couldn't answer me, so I called him a sissy, and then we left. The next day, we had an interview set up at another mosque. We went there, and the media just turned up, surrounded us. We didn't have our own interview, obviously. And the media just turned up. After that, the next day, the police arrest me. They arrest three other men from our church. Then, you know, I get out on bail. Then the border patrol turn up. This is in Australia. The border patrol turn up, take me from my house, and then put me in a detention center for 12 days before they send me back to New Zealand where I was born. But I was, as a New Zealand citizen, you're allowed to live in Australia for as long as you like, and you can work in Australia. But if you talk bad about Islam, you know, you get sent back. I'm not in New Zealand at the moment. I'm on a mission trip in the Philippines. That's the quick rundown.
It's just crazy because the headlines deported New Zealand pastor, but that means deported from Australia to New Zealand. Why do you think all the Western world, they cover up this latest Islamic attack in Toronto? They cover it all up. They're just obsessed, the police, the government, with covering up for Islam globally.
Well, I'm not 100% sure why they do it, but I think they just wanted it to take over in the Western countries. I'm not 100% sure why, but the Bible says in Ephesians 6 that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the higher powers of this world. And it's obviously the higher powers that are, you know, trying to promote Islam, and they don't want Christians, you know, in the Western countries anymore.
Describe what it's like, though, to watch this invasion and just other observations.
Yeah, well, in New Zealand is not as bad, but Australia, you know, they let Muslims in, you know, just freely. Like, I believe there's 600,000 Muslims in Australia now, and there's about 24 million people. But it's increasing, you know, day by day. They're bringing in all the Muslim refugees, and, you know, parts of Sydney is pretty much Sharia law there. I watched a lady that was in there a few days ago, and the police told her that she wasn't even allowed to, you know, talk to anybody in the streets there, just because, you know, it might cause, you know, a public disturbance just for talking to Muslims. So I'm not sure what it's like.
I also read about just all the crimes being committed, not just in Australia, but in Europe, you name it, and then they just cover it up. And a large portion of the Muslims never get jobs.
That's right. In Australia, a lot of them are unemployed. And there are, I know in Melbourne, there is big, you know, gangs of Muslims there from Africa, which cause a lot of problems. And they, you know, they go to prison maybe for a little while, or they get released on bail, but they don't get sent back, you know, to their country. They're allowed to stay in Australia.
We're about to go to break. We're going to play some of these clips when we come back. Pretty powerful stuff. But let me ask you this. Am I wrong to say from what I read, when I hear, that Australia and New Zealand are starting to wake up, though?
Yeah, I believe there's a lot of people that are waking up to this and, you know, hearing the truth about that, you know, it is a wicked false religion. That, you know, at the moment they might be a little peaceful in our countries, but when they get their numbers up, you can see, like in England, you know, they will start rioting, they will start causing a lot of problems.
And they're used by the leftists, they're brought in to do that.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
By the way, Mike Adams helped write the report. He quarterbacked it. It was the president and others about shadow banning, as we told you 2 weeks ago. Now that's the big top story. The president's aware, as we told you. They want to shut down for a reason. They know the Pentagon, the military, the president, the patriots that are in those groups are listening. They understand what's happening. And a lot of them aren't even what I call super right-wing Christians. They're just not anti-America. They get the anti-American bent that's going on. They're upset. We're talking to Pastor Logan Robertson, who has been so demonized, so misrepresented with what he's done. PillarBaptist.org. There is an Islamic invasion not just of Australia and New Zealand, but all over the Philippines, you know, right into Indonesia, all of it. It is just massive. And so he's been critical of it. He went out to a mosque, pointed out Muhammad, married a 9-year-old, and then he was going to another mosque the next day, and the police showed up like he was the devil because he was trying to proselytize and politely talk to. I want to play some of this audio and video for listeners of him showing up and then them deporting him, even though under a British Commonwealth he has a right to be there, back to New Zealand, and then now he's in the Philippines. But let's go ahead and play this clip. Here it is.
Muhammad married a 6-year-old. He's a pedophile.
What are you trying to achieve, man?
We're making a documentary about your false religion.
That's what we're trying to do.
What's false about it? What do you mean by that? Because they believe in work salvation. They follow a prophet that was a pedophile that married a 6-year-old and consummated that marriage when she was 9. What? 9 years old. That's raping a child. It's disgusting. How many wives did she have?
Why do you need to get so angry and raise your voice like that? He's having a civil conversation with
him. Hey, pause. Look at these leftist reporter hacks, whether it's in Germany or the U.S. or Australia. They're all the same. Just hateful, hateful. They hate Christians. They hate bitter clingers. But they love to defend the most radical forms of Islam that kills more Muslims than anybody else. Because I don't hate all Muslims. I don't, whatever. The point is the globalists just are absolutely bullying everybody to cover this up. Continue.
Why are you such an aggressive man?
Because I hate the religion of Islam. I don't hate Muslims. I hate the religion.
Oh, hit pause. They let Muslims go on and say that Christianity is a false religion, blah, 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 kill the infidels. I'm not saying violence. But then you have stuff like this. Oh, they'll try to restrict it. So again, why is the touchstone radical Islam? Why can't people talk about it? We'll discuss it. But whether you agree with this pastor or not, should he then be deported? You're not supposed to deport anybody, remember, under the globalist system, for this, out of a British Commonwealth to another, which violates his rights. But let's just go ahead and finish up with this clip.
Abuse a 15-year-old Muslim.
We didn't abuse him. How did we count?
Calling him a sissy.
Oh, is that abusive?
Of course it is. You come to his place of worship. I invite you. Nobody invited you to come here. Yes. You didn't make an appointment to go to Karabi Mosque. You sign up with 4 blocks. And you confront a 15-year-old kid and a 65-year-old man.
You call that a terrorist? Start filming you.
We didn't film him.
That's what you're doing. You send the videos, not the videos.
Did you call him a terrorist?
I did not call him a terrorist. Oh. Wait, show me the video. Show me the video.
I did not call him a terrorist.
You did, man.
I did not.
You're lying now.
You went into the
mosque. Show us the video of me calling him a terrorist.
You went into the mosque.
Show me the
video. What was your purpose of going to the mosque? Because I have a question.
We were setting up interviews for our new documentary.
What documentary? About you need permission to go to a private property, like you need a permission to come here. You don't have permission to go to Canada.
Where?
And you went there without permission.
They don't have permission like it's a police state. So it goes on from there. The Islamists know they've got the government backing, the media backing, and then after the cameras are cut off, get into what happened next.
After that, we left and we got pulled over just around the corner. They searched our car. I'm not even like in New Zealand they wouldn't be allowed to do that, but in Australia they searched our car. They took all our camera equipment. And they let us go at that point after they, you know, and talked to us and took away our gear.
And then when did you get grabbed and arrested and taken out of the country?
That was the next day. The next morning I was arrested, taken into the police station, for a few hours, and then they let me out and they charged me for four different accounts. Two for public nuisance, one for trespassing on private property, and one for entering in with the intent to steal things from their mosque. And then I had to walk home from the police station for 3 hours because they wouldn't give me a ride home.
Well, that's how it works, though. I've noticed under the kind of Commonwealth stuff, it's exponential. Like they do one thing, they do another, because they've learned people don't resist if you just keep doing it in waves to them.
Right, yeah. And then that evening, I got home at roughly 6 p.m. I sat down for a meal with my family, put the kids to bed, and then about 8 o'clock, Border Patrol stole my house, just handcuffed me, take me to their holding cell. And
that's right. They won't take all the Islamists and everybody pouring in from North Africa, you name it, just boom. that don't even get jobs and just run around. You, though, Commonwealth citizen, you are going to be... So the Border Patrol is for you, not them.
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, in the detention center prison that I was in, there was maybe 100 people there. There was only maybe one Muslim out of all of them. Most of them were just New Zealanders getting sent back to New Zealand. And then also other Commonwealth countries, England, Ireland, so forth.
Well, that's always the story. Europe's not even for Europeans now. I mean, that's what we're told. No. It's bad. And they just announced yesterday the UN wants 600 million people to enter the U.S. the next 10 years. And they're going to organize them into the weapon system, a 2-to-1 vote, to totally enslave everybody. And it's not even the folks being brought in are bad. It's that they're being brought in by the globalists, so they're controlled by them. It's quite a system.
Yeah. Now, yeah, obviously, I love Muslims. And, you know, in fact, yesterday I gave the gospel to a Muslim here in the Philippines, and she trusted Jesus as the Savior, believed that he was the Son of God. So I love Muslims. It's just... You know, there are a few bad ones out there, just like
the globalists are definitely betting on it. But so you're really committing the big sin, though. You're actually converting Muslims to Christianity?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, we've had quite a lot converted in the Philippines, yeah.
So the good news is they're not stopping your message. And let me guess, do you feel even stronger under this oppression?
Oh, yeah. I'm mostly sad that it's happening because I love living there, but on the scheme of things, I'm rejoicing. The Bible says to, you know, leap with joy when we're persecuted. So I'm happy about it. I'm sure is going to turn it into good.
Well, the Philippines is really under Islamic attack. For folks that don't know, there's killings by Islamists every day in the Philippines. They're really trying to take that area over.
Yeah, that's on the island of Mindanao, on the South Island. That's actually where I am right now, where there's a large Muslim population. And it's martial law here at the moment. There's checkpoints everywhere. But these Muslims have been here for a long time, but they're fighting.
No, out of North Africa, the Middle East, going back 1400 years, they had a slave trade on ships all the way out to Indonesia and back. So, yeah, that's why that's all there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we learned the transatlantic slave trade from the Islamists.
Yeah.
And look, that's fine. I just always hear about whites invented slavery. No, the modern transatlantic slave trade of 600 years ago was literally learned from Arab slave traders. And then Europe finally picked it up. Because slavery wouldn't be accepted in Europe, they would export the slaves to the New World. So I always hear about all the black Muslims join Islam because they think it's anti-slavery. But in all these African countries where the Muslims run things, they have reinstituted slavery. And they say that blacks are subhuman. I disagree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And
it's pretty amazing. Did you know that like in North Africa, The Wahhabists say that blacks really aren't human and actually enslave them?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, black people, we love black people as well. You know, there's no, in the Bible...
No, I know you don't. I'm just saying, under the radical forms of Islam, the Wahhabists, blacks can be put into slavery.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking heart and body extract from within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of heart and body extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm gonna find me a reckless woman, razor blades and dice in her eyes.
Just a touch of sadness in her fingers.
Just a touch of sadness in her fingers.
Thunder.
Thunder and lightning in her thighs.
And we're going
waging
to ride.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
And we're going to ride. We're going to ride.
Ride like a one-eyed jack of diamonds.
Ride like a one-eyed jack of diamonds with the devil close behind.
See, the devil's behind us. We are trailblazing into the future. That's why all the tyrants follow. They don't lead. All right. We have Mike Adams coming in here. And, you know, I'm not good at hyping things. I'm really not. I tend to just say things up front, the most powerful stuff with no pomp and circumstance. But Mike Adams wrote the report. Paul Watson helped put it out. We had people get it to the president. Then they shadow banned a bunch of conservative congressmen and women right after we told them it was happening. They like completely shadow banned them, like 97%. And now Congressman Gates says, I feel violated. I feel raped. Good, buddy. I'm glad you now understand where we're at. The CNN headline will be, Jones calls for congressman to be raped. I'm saying no. I'm glad you now are awake. So, we've reached an epic point here. And we do have the ear of patriots in the government and in corporations. And a lot of them are intimidated. A lot of them, you know, were specialists. They do what they do and they work and they're conformist. Even though they're not bad people, they're looking for unconformists like Pastor Robertson and like you and like me to do this. So I'm going to explain this again. Just like everything I keep telling you comes true. It's not that I'm that smart. It's formulaic. In fact, this is so obvious that after they tried to ban us, they tried to ban Tucker Carlson, Fox News, Steven Crowder, Stefan Molyneux. Why? Because their listenership's going straight up. And so when Tucker Carlson comes out and says, they're trying to ban Alex Jones, they'll ban everybody they ban Alex Jones, and they all attack him, he knew what they'd do when he did that. So I respect people that aren't cowards. And Carlson isn't even doing that for me. He's doing that for his kids. I mean, Carlson's a patriot. You know, his dad ran Voice for America. You know what that means. And he knows a real clear and present danger to this country. And it's only Carlson and maybe a Lou Dobbs and a Sean Hannity. The Laura Ingrams and people turned against Trump when he met with Putin, which he should have already done. These people don't have the mettle it takes. We're not all just trying to get a bigger house or a bigger jet airplane. We will lose everything. This is a total takeover. And I've got the articles. The moment police try to stop far-right activist Lauren Southern from walking past a mosque in Australia because she might offend Muslims, there is this leftist, sycophantic worship of radical Islam and just the most disgusting prostration before it because it's part of a larger plan. So just finishing up with that with Pastor Logan of PillarBaptist.org, watching them gang up on you, watch them do all this, and then watch them, you know, just the things they've done to Australians and New Zealanders, the way they bullied the population. I know they're great people there, but I know they're close to getting control of their governments again. That's what they're really afraid of. So I just want to commend the work you've done and appreciate what you're doing. I hope folks will support you and you know, get updates from you. But what else do you want to add? Do you agree with what I've said? Disagree? I mean, what's the essence of in your gut, your spirit of what we face?
Yeah, well, I can see there's a big, like you're saying, a censorship of the truth. Because I've done videos against the Prime Minister of New Zealand, which is a communist, you know, hippie, Jacinda Ardern. And when I put that video onto YouTube, you know, it, straight away, the views just, they won't go up at all. They'll just stay at like 200 to 300 views. But you can see that people are liking it. You can see that there's comments, but they won't put the views up at all.
Well, exactly. They're shadow banning you because they know their idea is a failed system. It's oppressive. But exactly.
Yeah. And also, like, there's also a big legal battle that we have to now face. And someone started a GoFundMe account for our church. It got up to $10,000, and then GoFundMe shut it down because all the left wingers, you know, does it keep harassing?
By the way, everybody always talks about Hitler, 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 and they overuse it. But Hitler put people in economic ghettos first for 4 or 5 years till they were forgotten and weak. Then he shipped them off. And that's what's happening to Christians, conservatives, libertarians, all over the world. We're being deplatformed. And now it's the NRA. Now it's going to be Fox News. So instead of rolling over to this, we should say no.
Yes, sir. Yeah. There's on my own YouTube and Facebook, they censor it all the time. They don't want the truth out there.
I hear you're fighting the charges in Australia. But just
yes,
for people that don't know, I mean, describe, because I saw the arrogant bearing of the Islamists with the police, the media. I mean, they know they've got the establishment on their side. How are the Muslims taking it, knowing the full might of the West is here to help them like a knife draw them across our neck?
Yeah, I'm not sure how they are, but, you know, with the three other men in our church, I couldn't go to court because I was deported. So they put a warrant out for my arrest now in Australia. Now, the other three men, they're pleading not guilty. It's also going to cost a lot of money to fight this. But the lawyer said that these charges are not from the police. They're from higher up in government, because the police would never charge you for these things, Norman.
But they still need to pay for it. I mean, the real people on trial should be the magistrates that took part in this criminal activity.
Right, yeah. I mean, I don't know why we have to end up paying for, you know, all our legal costs. When it was, if the media never turned up, then none of this would have happened. I'd still be in Australia. Everything would be fine.
Well, exactly. They showed up, the police, and everybody wanted to grovel. And but see, that's the issue. As Thomas Jefferson said, when the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. And the fact that they would take peaceful pastors coming to cover a news thing that were invited to a mosque, the mosque is inviting you in, the fact that they would do all this shows the true criminal activity. PillarBaptist.org, people should go there, find out more what you're doing. We look forward to talking to you again, Pastor. God bless.
Okay, thank you.
And again, whether you agree or disagree with whatever the media has said about this guy, and I find it all to be a misrepresentation, you should support the free speech issue in all of this. Now, I haven't gotten all the footage that we have today that's up on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com of patriots being attacked by leftists all over the country. It is exponentially getting worse right now, and it is racial. I love Hispanic people. I love white people. We're all the same. I mean, you could technically argue, because I'm like a little bit Native American, Hispanic, Hispaniola was the island of now Dominican Republic in Haiti. It was called Hispaniola, and then 500 years ago was sugarcane plantation. So if you were like somebody out of that, they would call you Hispanic. I think Latino would be a better term. It just means Latin language, but it doesn't matter. The point is that I find Latinos and people, if you can actually talk to them, easier to wake up to what's going on than most groups on average. So I don't make those groups an enemy. They've had the kids. They didn't deport their kids. They're good people. They're the future of America. So let's not make them enemies. But I got a good 100 videos I've seen where you get a group of Hispanic people beating up white folks, beating up women, you name it. And I mean, you know, I would be really offended if I saw a bunch of white people beating up Hispanics, or vice versa. And Hispanics are, you know, white and Native American and sometimes a little bit of a mix of African in there. So, you know, we're all the same people. And it's just really stupid and it's dumb. And we're going to lose this fight against the globalists if we're fighting with each other over this crap. But these folks have been told that Donald Trump hates them. And so they go out to the Donald Trump Star and, you know, they see guys in American flags and they attack them. And it's just total idiocy and pathetic. And It's all being planned towards this fall for a big crisis, and that's why they want to censor those of us that are exposing it, because they want this to take place. So the country is in grave danger, and I can sit up here with a nice smile about all this and everything, but you don't just think Trump getting in was the beginning of the victory. That's not going to happen unless we take action. Trump winning was not the victory. It was the beginning. And the globalists now are awake. They're making their move, and it's very sad to watch him. And the footage I've got of black people beating up white people in California yesterday and Hispanics attacking whites and just believing it's okay because you like America, F America. How they were trained to hate the country they want to be part of is the mind control and the essence of evil. Please don't forget, we've got the new amazing krill oil, fish oil, and roll call for children. Talk about brain boost, stamina, health, everything. These are the very best out there. InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off. Without you, we'll be shut down. These are products you need. Please get them today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
And we got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give to the library, to give to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products.
Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.